Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created
equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
I'm going to say this at risk of my job, Kelly, but what President Trump is doing is insane. It is absolutely insane. It is about the eighth reason we've had for the tariffs, and now he's saying he's putting 50% tariffs on Canada unless they agree to become the 51st state. That is insane. There
well,
is just no other way of
tariffs.
Describing it. And the trouble, Kelly, is that it shows there are no bounds around President Trump. This is very different from the first administration, where there were people around him who seemed to, I don't know what the word is, but smooth over some of the edges now.
Smooth.
And the other thing that's not talked about, Kelly, is what's going on within the administration in terms of how they're treating the Constitution and laws. I think all of that is bad for the attraction of capital. And the gentleman from Bridgewater is 100% right. We need massive amounts of capital if we want to have fund our deficits, pay for the things we want to pay for, sell our bonds, and have high stock prices. And it seems as if this administration is doing everything it can to chase foreign capital away.
Okay, and that is the Business Channel, okay? That's the Business Channel. And the other day we played you Maria Bartiromo on the Fox Business Channel, okay? And Stuart Vahney on the Fox Business Channel. Businesses are going crazy. They are losing their minds over what Donald Trump is doing to them, to us, to this country, to our reputation, to punish our allies, for God's sake. Canada, this is the craziest, most insane thing a president of the United States of America has ever endeavored to do. He wants to bring Canada economically to its knees so that he can redraw the border with Canada. I swear to God. We're finding out now that Justin Trudeau said that Donald Trump had met with him about the 1908 treaty, swear to God, that set the border between the United States and Canada. And he was questioning whether or not the border itself was legally drawn. He would like to redraw it. He would also like the Great Lakes. He would like to take Canada's water. He would also like to make annex Canada and make it our 51st state, which is really stupid. Stupid. Here's why. Ready? Okay, let's say you're in an auto-making state. Let's say you're in Alabama. Let's say you're in Michigan. Okay, let's say you're in a state that has a Tesla factory or SpaceX launch pad, right? Texas? Okay, so now you're going to have a 51st state. Now you're going to have a brand new, all shiny new state called Canada. It's going to be the 51st state. Now, what would prevent the auto manufacturers from going over there if there's no penalty for going over there, because they're part of us now? They're the 51st state. And isn't that the offer that Donald Trump is laying down? Isn't he saying, hey, Canada, become the 51st state, all tariffs go away? So then what keeps the auto plant, what keeps the Amazon distribution center, what keeps anything in your state if it can go to the 51st state? Right, nothing. This is so idiotic. This whole thing is moronic, and he's doing it because he's insane. He's insane with grievance. He's insane with rage. He's insane with humiliation and rejection, and he wants to burn down this country to punish every single person who ever gave him a side eye, whoever had to decide whether or not to vote for him and voted no. He is literally ate up with anger and hatred and revenge and grievance. This is all retribution. You understand? Everything he's doing, there is no sane explanation for on again, off again tariffs, for, hey, let's start to shut down the government ahead of the government shutdown, and then blame the Democrats for the government shutdown that we've already endeavored to do, that we've already started, and is rolling along in earnest. I swear to God, we are at a we're at an inflection point, as my past president Joe Biden would say. This is where we are. We are at an inflection point. What's on the table right now is a very, very dangerous, dirty CR. This is not a clean CR. It's a dirty, filthy CR. And what do I mean by dirty, filthy? Well, not only does it cut money from veterans, not only does it cut money from mental health facilities. You know, they every time we have a shooting, they say, oh, it's mental health, mental health. Well, we have money that actually helps people who have mental health issues. And now this particular CR cuts billions, $13 billion in total, from all kinds of programs that they say we need, right? And they've already started shutting down the government. As you know, they already gutted the weather. I mean, the weather forecasters, they have to go. So that tells you one thing. They're going to privatize whatever parts of the government they can. But just remember, when you say privatization, you're talking about profit motive now, right? Because you're talking about people that are privately held, privately owned, don't answer to the people anymore, but they get the government money, right? To do the things the government does for a low, low bargain basement price of whatever you pay in taxes, right? You get all of this. But if you privatize it, you're building in a profit motive. So like we explained, if you want the weather, you're going to have to pay for it. And the same thing with, Medicare, right? Medicare, they started privatizing Medicare a long time ago with Medicare Advantage. Medicare Advantage. Okay, so Medicare Advantage gets government money. What does it get? When you get Medicare, it's not free. And I know people are shocked, I tell you, shocked to find out Medicare isn't free. Right out of your Social Security check, and if you don't get a Social Security check, you will get a bill. And you will have to pay for your Medicare coverage. And then it won't cover everything. It won't cover, it only covers 20% of hospitalizations, on and on it goes. So you now have to buy a supplement. Right now, they keep raising, every year they raise the price of the supplement. This year, I believe it's like $259 a month to have a supplemental. The scam is that they try to herd you into Medicare Part C, which is Medicare Advantage, private Medicare. You're no longer part of the government Medicare system. You are now in private hands. You're in the hands of a private carrier, a private insurance company. 99.9% of the time, I'm going to say it's going to, you're ended up in UnitedHealthcare, okay? Could be different where you live, but that's the way it is here. Okay, so now you don't have to pay for the supplement. Well, how in the world do they provide the same coverage for less? Oh, they cut care. That's right. They withhold care. They deny care. They require pre-authorizations for every test. Okay, you have to stay within a very small network of doctors. Talk about you could keep your doctor. No, you can't keep your doctor. You can only go into the small little HMO group of doctors that this private insurance company has. Now, without getting deep into the weeds, because you know we all know this, but this is how a profit motive is built into Medicare when you privatize it. You're denied care. You have to get pre-authorization for care. Maybe you'll give up on getting care, right? And this is what's going to happen all across America for every single thing, from the veterans care to the senior care, school lunches. I mean, you know, you'll pay for the charter schools. You know, all of this effort at privatization, that's what this is. That's what this is. But it's even uglier now. It's even uglier now. This dirty CR not only cuts the budget by $13 billion in all the areas we just discussed, but it also has an enabling act in it. What? Okay, an enabling act. An enabling act is when one branch of government cedes or gives its power to another branch of government. Congress has signed off on giving its power of the purse to Donald Trump. And if you appropriate money to anything that the government appropriates money to, Donald Trump gets the last say over how it's spent. So basically, you're creating a slush fund for him.